continues the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Ikad Amri Mask of Reb Zera in the Ikad Amri has the kasha on Reb Yochanan's memra that said that Zor Shesidir Samaroch is Chayv Misa. So frekt Reb Zera of them. How could it be? After all, after the Sidur Marocha, you have the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So if the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim follows the Sidur Marocha, so it's an Avoidah Sheshecha Avoidah. It's not a Avoidah Tama. So how could it be that Yechayv Misa, Psula Bezor, that Yechayv Misa Atkele Kach on an Avoidah Sheshecha Avoidah? So Rashi, Sidur Avoidah, Sidur Shnei Gizrei, Upsula Bezor, Lechayv Misa, how could it be? Frag the Gemara, what's schwer? Vareya Evorim Updorim. After all, we find such a precedent already. Evorim Epidorim is the burning of the fats. And after the Evorim Epidorim, you have the Trumas Hadeshen. And so we see that Trumas Hadeshen, which is the finalizing of the Evorim Epidorim, because Evorim Epidorim is in order to have the Trumas Hadeshen, meaning the Trumas Hadeshen come about from Evorim Epidorim that are burnt. So we see Evorim Epidorim is something that you're Chayav Misan for a Zohar that does it. That's Dak Torah. And yet we find it's not an Avodah Tama because you find Yesh Acher Avodah. After all, you have the Trumas Hadeshen after it. On that, the Gemara answers, Soif Avodah Diyamamihi. No. At the end of the day, Avodah Abdorim is in a different time zone than Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is an Avodah's Laila, and Avodah Abdorim is the Soif Avodah Yamama. So that's not called Yesh Acher Avodah, and that's why Taki Zohar B'chai Misa and Avodah Abdorim. Frag the Gemara, what about Trumas Hadeshen itself? Frag Trumas Hadeshen. After the Trumas Hadeshen, you have the Hitzos Hadeshen. The removing of the Deshen, meaning the Trumas is just a scooping up, but the Hitzos is the Hitzos from the whole heap that you eventually remove. So, and yet we see that Trumas Hadeshen, according to Levi, is Zohar's Chayv Misa. You have the Hitzos Hadeshen afterward. And for the Gemara, Tchilas Avodah Diyamamihi, meaning the Trumas Hadeshen is called the beginning of the daytime. Mashenken Hitzos Hadeshen is Avodah's Lailo. So it's again a different time zone. So it's not considered that it's a hemshech of the Avodah. It's not considered that Yesh Acher Avodah. Because Trumas Hadeshen is Tchilas Avodah Yomamihi. And not the Hitzos Hadeshen. Hitzos Hadeshen is Shaykh to the Lailo. It's not Tchilas Avodah Yom. So Gemara, like we find, the Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Kiddush Yodav L'Trumas Hadeshen, if you Mekadosh Yadayim for Trumas Hadeshen, L'mochen Nitzoch U'Lekadosh. So L'mochen Nitzoch L'Kadosh, the next day, you don't have to mekadesh kiddush yadayim reglaim anymore because you already did it before the Trumas Hadeshen. So we see Trumas Hadeshen is the tchila of the avodah yamama. Shekva kiddush mitchilas avodah. Zok d'gemara al kaponim. So these two kashas your matcha, evorim epdorim and Trumas Hadeshen are not shver that you chayv misa and it's not considered yesh acher avodah. But elo kasha, the kasha that Reb Zera asked on this in the Ikad Amri, that why would you say that the Sidur Marocha is Zor Chayv Aleihem Misa, L'chor Yesh Acher Avodah, you have the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim that follow it. So the Kasha is, how could you be Chayv on Sidur Marocha? You have the Shnei Sidur Gizrei Eitzim that follow it, Yesh Acher Avodah, and Yesh Acher Avodah, L'chor Yesh Acher Avodah, on the Sidur Marocha. And that the Gemara says, you have to change Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Itmar Hochi Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan never said it on the Sidur Marocha. Ela Hochi Itmar. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zosh Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is Chayev. Yeinich Nami, you only Chayev on Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim if Zohar does it. Because that's Taka, not an Avoida Sheesh Acher Avoidah. Hoyl Vavoida Tami, that's Taka Avoida Tama, that's Taka the end. And the fact that you place afterwards the Sidur of the Evorim, that's called the new Avoida. Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is the Seif Avoida, it's Avoida Tama. The Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't count this as one of the things in the earlier Gemara that we had a machlokes Rav Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan counts is because he holds Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is called the Soif, it's Avodah Tama, and the Sidur of the Evorim is a new Tchila. Mashenga the Bar Plukta, that doesn't count Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim because they hold that it's followed by the Sidur of the Evorim, so maybe it's not called Avodah Tama. But in Chama, we're changing now. Hochi Itma Vatsum Rabbi Yochanan, that Zosh Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is Chayv Misa B'nei Shemaim for Zor because it's Takan Avodah Tama. Now the Gemara had a kash on Trumas Hadeshen that you have the Hitzos Hadeshen that follows it, and yet Levi is Mechayv Misa for Zor that does Trumas Hadeshen. So if we're talking about the Hitzos Hadeshen that's done every single day, so then Taka it's followed by a Hitzos. And that's Taka how the Rambam learns in Perek Beis, Mehilchos Tmidim Musafin, Halach Yud Gimel, that Hitzos Hadeshen was taken out every single day. It's a daily mitzvah like Trumas Hadeshen. And in that we Taka answer that no, Tumas Adeshin is Tchilas Avodah D'Yamama, Mashekin Oitzos Adeshin is not Avodah D'Yamama. Tosis brings that Oitzos Adeshin Bichlal wasn't done every single day. It's not Avodah D'Yamama because it's not a daily thing. It's only after you have a whole tzibur of a heap, that's when they took it out in Mechutz. But Be'etzim, it wasn't Bichlal something that was done daily that you can say that it's considered Yesh Achrei Avodah. And Rashi Ala Torah also holds like that, that Tumas Adeshin is called Yoim, and Oitzos Adeshin is not a Chavis HaYoim, so Mela, it's not something that would be considered Yesh Achrei Avodah. It's not Avodah D'Yamama, meaning it's not a daily Avodah. The Nafkamina between two Lishnas, in the Lishna Kama was finishing, was saying, Eleki Itma Hochi Itma, Rebasim Reb Yechanan, Zor Shesida Shnegezi Eitzim Chayv, Hov Avodah Yoimu. The reason why the Zor is Chayv and the Sida Shnegezi Eitzim, because Avodah is Yoim. In the second Lishna was saying, that Hochi Itma, Rebasim Reb Yechanan, Zor Shesida Shnegezi Eitzim Chayv, Hov Avodah Tamahi. It's because it's the Gemar, it's the last Avodah. And that's the reason why it's Zor is Chayv Misa. And Zok the Chovetz Chaim in Likuta Alocha is a common enough Kamina that according to this Lishna Basra, if you Mesadish Negiz Eitzim Balaila, it's kosher because it's a Gemar Sidu Marocha, which is Navodis Laila. Mashenka, according to the first Lishna in Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying Sidish Negiz Eitzim is Avodas Yoim, so if you do Balaila, it's Taka Posel. Now the Gemara continues, and based on this Lishna, we're asking, you're telling me it's Avodah Tama, Maskev L'Rova, Elame Ato, Tiboye Pais. If the Sidu Shnegezi Eitzim is called Navodah Tama, and it's Zoros Chayv Misa, it has the condition of Avodah Tama, and it's Zoros Chayv Misa, so why doesn't it have its own pious, Tiboye pious? And that Gemara answers, it has a pious. V'loboye pious, how about it has its pious? V'otan, you learned in a braisa, Misha Zocha B'tumas Adeshen, Yiska B'Sidu Shnegezi Eitzim. So it's not that it's lacking a pious, there is a pious, just whoever the pious is, the Tumas Adeshen's pious. And whoever wins that gets a Sidu Shnegezi Eitzim. So the Gemara, the Kasha was as follows, Hochi Komar. You're right, it has a pious. But the pious is not an exclusive individual pious. It's a pious for Trumas Adeshan, and Mamela you get the Sidu Shnegezi Eitzim. So why is it not of its own pious Bifne Atzmoy? Why is it only Betzir for Trumas Adeshan? And that the Gemara answers, Kedam Rinon. So there's two ways of understanding Kedam Rinon in the Rishonim. Either Kedam Rinon is that we're saying, like we said in Dov Chav Beis, that the reason why it's Nichlal together with Trumas Adeshan's pious, because people did not get up in the morning for getting up early for just a chance of winning in Trumas Adeshan. It was too far-fetched to get up early for that. It wasn't choshev enough. So they added on to the pious a bonus prize to also get the Sidu Shnegezi Eitzim, and then they would get up. That's Kedam Rinon. Another pshat is Kedam Rinon. And that's how the Mashal learns that we're going back and we're being choizer from the Lishna Basra of Elam Rabbi Yochanan. That means that we're not sticking with the Hoyle Avodah Tamahi, but rather like the first Lishna, that Hoyle Avodah is Yoimi. Because we have a Kashan Avodah Tamah. Let it have a pious Bifne Atzmai. Mashenken Avodah is Yoim, that's not schwer. Because we find many times Avodah is Yoim don't have their own pious. When it's Avodah Tamah, the Gemara is a Kashan, let it have its own pious. But once we're going with Kedam Rinon, like the first Lishna, Hoyle Avodah is Yoimi, for that there's no Kashan, let it have its own pious. Zok the Gemara lememro, from the fact that Rava wanted to say, then an avoided tamer, v'zor chayv lemisa, boy pious. That was Rav's kasha. That it should require pious because it's avoided tamer and zor chayv lemisa. So gemara lememra, the avoided tamer, v'zor chayv lemisa, boy pious. Only then you need pious. After all, and mashe ein kein, ein zor chayv lemisa, boy pious. If there's no chayv lemisa, there's no pious. Vare shchita, shchita is k'sher b'zor, and yet there's a pious. And that the gemara answers, shayne shchita, the tchilas avoided yamama hi. Shchita is the first avoided in the yamama, and that's why it has a pious. It's choshev be'enei ha-kahanim, so that's why they have a pious. So even though it's choshev bizarre, it's not a steer why you have a pious. Zog di gemara, lememra, da avoide tamme boi pious. Again, the mashmoris of Rova is that only avoide tamme needs a pious, but avoide sheish achei avoide lo boi pious, vachei evorim updorim, after all evorim updorim yim ephes. And yet we find there's another avoide afterwards called Tumas Adeshen. And that the gemara answers, no. Soif avoide yamomahi, that Evorim Epidorim is called the Soif Avodid Yomom. It's the end of the Avodid Yom. And Mashenken Trumas Adeshen is not considered a Hemshach of that. In fact, the Gemara, Trumas Adeshen, after all, you're telling me that Avodid Tama requires a pious, and Trumas Adeshen is Avodid Tama, L'chor you have Oitzos Adeshen afterwards. Now, according to the Rambam, you have the Oitzos Adeshen Taka every day. According to Tosis that he says it's not every day, so that's good for the Gemara's Teretz. Before the Gemara answered, because avoided yamamahi, that meaning that it's taka avoided yom, Trumas Adeshen is the beginning of the avoided yom. Now the Gemara answers, based on the original Gemara and Dafcha Beis. The reason why Terumas HaDeshen has a pious b'fnei atzmo, zok the Gemara mishum Maisa Shehoyo. Even though there might be a Terumas HaDeshen afterwards. La Maisa was a Maisa Shehoyo. That was the ikar reason why we made a pious. We made a pious because of the takola that took place. The Maisa Shehoyo, that someone broke his leg by Terumas HaDeshen. So that's why it needs a pious. The reason why Terumas HaDeshen has a pious is because of the Maisa Shehoyo. That's the end of the day. That's the reason why they misakim the pious in the first place. Yes, you be'etzim have the answer that you could have said that it's not called a yeshachei avoida because it's tchila avoida diyamamahi, and it's not the pshat itzos adeshin is a hemshach of that. But the Gemara answering in the etzim takana tumas adeshin needed the own pious without all those reasons lemaisa because of maisa shoya. That's why tumas adeshin has its own pious. Zok the Gemara omar ma'zutra. I'll bring you a raya that zor shesid the shnei gezi etzim. It's chayiv misa. Because it's avoided tama, and there's nothing afterwards. Oma mazut v'teim revashi afanon amitanino. Oma lema memuna tzuru imigi azman hashchita. The memuna says in the next parak, the Mishnah says, that the memuna says, tzuru imigi azman hashchita, if it's yoim, and then you can shecht. V'ilu zman sidu gizrei eitzim loikotoni. It doesn't say the Mishnah, see if it's zman of agosh shnei gizrei eitzim. After all, gizrei eitzim was before the shchita zatomit. So the fact that sidu gizrei eitzim is an avoid is lila, because you didn't have to check if it's morning, is mashmeh that's an avoided tam, it's the gemar of the Sidur Marocha. The Sidur Shnei the Eitzim Tak is followed after the Sidur Marocha. Before we Taka said, how could it be Chayiv Zoran Sidur Marocha, the Shnei Gizei Eitzim afterwards? So we Taka change now. That Sidur Shnei Gizei Eitzim is the one that Yechayiv Misa, that was the Biyachlan's memra, because it's Taka avoided tam. My riots avoided tam is because when we look in the morning, we look for the morning to be for the Shechita. We don't say, let's see if it's morning for the Sidur Shnei Gizei Eitzim. Because Sidur Shnei Gizei Eitzim is Taka not done Dafka in the morning. It's the Gemar of the Sidur Marocha, which is at night. So Mele, you don't have to wait to have the morning for that. So we see it's a riot that it's avoided tam. Meaning it's the last thing, it's followed after the Sidur Marocha. And then the Sidur of the Evorim that you have afterwards, that's Taka Avodah Zorim, that's a new thing. That was the whole word, that Rabbi Yochanan et Mechayim on Sidur Shnei Gizei Eitzim, he doesn't look at the Sidur Evorim as a Hemshach to that. That's a new thing. That's an Ayas Cholot, that's Taka Avodah Zorim. And that Gemara is Matchano, Lo'olam Sidur Shnei Gizei Eitzim could be Avodah Zorim. Aye, why was it no Achrozes? Look if it's daytime. So Gemara Hachta Lesley Takanto, meaning something that's, if you do it wrong, it can be corrected by Shechita. Once you shechted it, you can correct it. If it was done at night, it's a psul. It's maybe lebeis ha-shrefa. So then tak you have to have achrozen, you make sure it's daytime. Hach the lesi takanto kotoni. Mashenken hach the isle takanto. For the sidur, betos, if you did it at night, there's a takona. Or you have to do misadur again. So loy kotoni, do an amatrichim to go to the roof, like we see in the next mission, the next parak, to make the whole, making sure that it's daytime. You don't have to do that for something which is be'etzim fixable. It can be corrected. So hach the isle takanto loy kotoni. Hadron aloch barishoino, hadron aloch barishoino, hadron aloch barishoino. Zog the Mishnah. Omelem amemuna. The Memuna, Zog Rashi, who has gone, he tells the Koyen, Tzur Hu Imigi as Manashchita. Zog Rashi, go up on the rooftop, Alachoyma, Alagag, and see if this Manashchita is a Giyah, if it's morning. Because Shchita Zatomit is only good by Her HaMizrach, because at night it's possible. So Zog the Mishnah, Imigi as Manashchita, Imigi HaRoyama Bakoy. If it's his Manashchita came, so the Roya that went up on the roof says Bakoy. Bakoy means it's light. And it's Taka Alois. And now you can shecht. It's not enough to say Bakoi, but you need Pashas the latest man of Bnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin. The Rambam Pish Mishnais learns it's the latest man. Others learn it's the same man, just a different lashon he used. And meaning they ask the person on the rooftop, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin, and he answers Hein. Why did they have to have this whole going up on the rooftop? That's what Rashi learns. Lo mehutzach lekach. So Rashi lalas legag v'liroys. Why is it necessary? So the Gemara shepam achas olam oir alavono. Once there was a moon shining in. V'dimu sheher mizach, and they thought it was the sun, and it was alois. V'shochles zatomit v'yitzil lebeis haschef, and they ended up had to bring it lebeis haschef because it was done at night. Zok the Mishnah Vaito, Ridu Koyngola Beis Atfila. This is what took place in the morning. The Koyngola went to the Beis Atfila, and the Gemara Mishnah brings a klal. Zeh klal. Hoy be mikdash. Kol ha-meisach is raglav. Whenever you make doylem, so toin tvila. Kol ha-matl mayim, mashenken it's only atolis meraglayim, ktanim, then toin kiddush yedayim raglayim, you need kiddush yedayim raglayim from the kier. Now Rashi over here says, the reason why Zman HaShechita is possible b'layla, Zogt Rashi, Shechita is HaTomid Kloymar. Zman HaShechita of the Tomid is Imhea HaMizroch. Shashechita P'sula b'layla K'asir B'yoyim Zivchachem. Rashi brings a posuk B'yoyim Zivchachem that the avoid has to be done in the daytime and male at night. It's possible, and that's why it's both the base of Shrefa. Rabbi Nechanal brings a posh to posuk. By Kom Tomid it says, Rabbi Nechanal Chovtes, he says, state in posuk, it's a keves echo tasa b'boiker. So it has to be b'boiker. So male, that's why it's maybe the base of P'sul, it goes the base of Shrefa, because it's not b'boiker. So the Biskurov in the Kuntras on Roshana Yom HaSukkah, he says that the reason why Rashi says B'yoyim Zivchachem is because as a keves echotas b'boiker is not a reason to bring it to base apsul. After all, we find that kifsi atzeres sheshochnu lifnei zmanon, even if you shech before the zman, it can always come as a nedova. So if it can come as a nedova, it would not be a reason to bring it to base apsul. So even if you shech it before alois, it would not go to base apsul. Avdem zog rashi b'yoyim zivchachem, there's a psul. B'yoyim zivchachem means the shechita has to be in the daytime dafka. It can't be brought as a nedova. And maybe it's maybe the base apsul and it's like a posul. What is the pshat ben chananu? He says it's tzorchino ben chananu. Why does he bring the posul of base apsul because of ezekeve echotas baboiker typically that even if it's not bismanoi it can become as a nedova? And then he wants to say that even Rabbi Chananel, it's maybe the base apsul. It could be brought as a nedova. That's by other karbonas. Other karbonas like kipsi atzel sheshochnu lifnei zmanon, it can always be brought as a nedova. But she'enke by karbon tomid is a din that the tomid has to be first. Ein chadova shekarim lekarbon tomid. So even if it's brought as a nedova, that itself will be a reason to be brought the base apsul because you can't have something before the karbon tomid. So meila that will be the machlekes of Rabbi Chananel and Rashi. Rashi learns biyoyim zivchachem is the psul because as a kevah echot tas ba'boika is not enough for psul because it can always come as a nedova. So why bring it the base as shefa? Zivchachem is a pasless be'etzim and has to go to base asreifa. And Rabbi Chananel learns that even though we find other karbonas that come as a nedova, but that not by karbon tomid, you can't say that because ein chadova shebolof neitomid. So as a kevad echotas ba'boiker be'etzim is a pasless in the carbon if it comes as a nedova. So that's why it's yotzil be'etzim asreifa. Now in the etzim nemonis that we find in the Mishnah haroya oime bar koi, so lechadur it's an eid echod. An eid echod is nemon b'yisurin. Even though it's a negative chazaka of a cheskas laila. So how does it work? How can an eid echo be nemen negative chazaka? There's a cheskas laila. So either it's efshe levruge, or it's a chazaka asui l'shtanos. It's going to change. So melein eid echo nemen even bisurin. Rabbi Kivega in Hilchos Mila, in Reish Samach Bav says that an eid echo is nemen to say the baby was born on Shabbos, and you can mal the baby on Shabbos a week later, even though there's a chazaka that it's teich shmoina. Why? Because it's taka avid l'shtanos. So Mela, it is an emonis of an eid echod, even neged a chazaka. All right, we'll stop over here at the end of the Mishnah of Chesam Aleph.